I've been reading behind an obsessed man. And I read, he's not, he's a Christian, but he's a businessman. And he says, no reason to be average. And but you have to, and it's something I've been doing. I thought, you know, I was out of wax. You know, I've been doing it for 47 years. I've been obsessed. And I do things 10, 20 times more than the average minister or the average person. And, you know, you look like you're an oddball. But my homeboy, he's in business like that. He says, do it. You need to do it 10 times more than the average person if you really don't want to be average. And I identify with that. Sit down and open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, you cannot preach about the cross apostolically without 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2. They are real explicit chapters in the Spirit about God's Son being sacrificed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Save us from our sin and our sin. And there's a powerful explanation there because the norm or the world way of doing things is not the way the gospel functions.
Yes,
and we function in fear, trembling, and weakness. But boldness at the same time.
Yes, sir.
But it's from a different level in a different way. Apostolically preaching about the cross and having to bring in a new revival of government in the spirit world to understand the spirit world better, personally and as a group. Your own individual life should change tonight by the things I believe the Spirit of God will speak to you. I want you to write this down, living my life. And they'll have to shorten it up the best way they can. In the demonstration of the spirit and power of the cross. Living my life in the demonstration of the spirit and the power of the cross. Or living in the demonstration of the spirit and power through the cross. Now, I'll read this and begin to read the text and begin to give point by point some things I believe Spirit of God have said to me.
Yes, sir.
The first thing is, if you listen properly, your life is about to take leaping victories.
Amen. Receive it.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I know you're going to listen properly.
Yes, sir.
As the revival of the cross will be in every decision you make and every step you take. Now, this introduction is very important because when I go to give them the points, I don't know how far I'm going to get because I sense the Spirit of God already. But as you listen properly, your life is about to take leaping victories. As the revival, know that the revival of the cross. That means it needs a revival.
Yeah.
Will be in every decision you make and every step you take. And here, what it's going to do. Given the Holy Ghost the green light to take over all your affairs.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's good. Awesome. Yes, sir.
All right, you got that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I just want to read two verses, 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. And my speech and my preaching was not but enticing words of man's wisdom. Now take note of this last statement in verse 4. but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, where did that come from? What's the conversation in the first chapter? What he said in the second chapter, the second verse. Christ and the cross, they are you can't separate them. And so when you talk cross, you're talking Christ. When you talk Christ, you're talking cross. You're talking the enemy defeat. No matter what he try in your life now, what he try to hold back from you, what he try to block you from, he's already defeated. For lack of better term, I don't want to depreciate the blood, but you have to know how to sling blood. If you understand my language. All right, so he says now, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Say that with me. But in demonstration. Now let it go down in you. Because some of the things I'm going to talk about is going to bring those demonstrations. And you know the last thing I said, giving the Holy Ghost the green light to over all your affairs. Right? And here he says in his verse, but in demonstration, I didn't come with no proud preaching. There's an element of anointing, there's an element of authority, there's an element of dominion in preaching when it's preached right. And so Paul said, listen, I'm not just here talking to you. I have some good news for you, and that your life going to change right now. See, traditional setting cannot handle real preaching. They are trying to hold on to too much. We're trying to break up some foreign ground and take into a new realm of understanding how to flow with the Spirit. How to flow with the Spirit. How to flow with the Spirit. With the Holy Ghost. How to get in God's presence. We'll be there tonight. Yeah. Because I kept hearing the word when they were singing, sharp, 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 like something sharp, sharp. Well, that means cutting edge. It came up over and over in my spirit, the word sharp, sharp. So there's a sharpening going on that's going to make you more able to walk on the cutting edge of all that the Father have promised for you to have. Therefore, tonight you become more sharper in the spirit realm. More sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? So, and then the fifth verse said, why? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I was studying and praying, preparing. And I heard these words. I've heard them similar some other place. But when the cross is preached properly, the power just keep on coming. Any power you need, anything you need to overcome, when the cross is preached right and understood right, the power just keep on coming. Say it. Power, if it's power, if it handled all of the satanic forces at one time, why it can't handle something for you? Romans 8:11 called it out. Look at Romans 8:11. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in me. The power just keep on coming. When the cross is rightly divided, the gospel of preaching the cross, and this was a good week for it, it activates power. power that cannot be denied.
Yes, sir.
Power that cannot be reckoned with.
Yes, sir.
Power that is beyond all other power.
Yes, sir.
Power beyond problems.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, the power of God. So as I read and listened to the Lord about this living in the demonstration of the Spirit and power through the cross, I'm thrilled to announce tonight new levels, new accelerations, new visitations, new manifestation, and new demonstration, and new impartation in your life by operation and understanding the opening revelation of the cross. New levels. Who gonna take that? We're talking about new levels of living. New levels. See, the cross brings new levels. It brought a new level in Jesus' life. If the cross can bring a new level in Jesus' life, good God Almighty can bring a new level in my life. Are you seeing this? So now I want you to expect new levels. Not only that, he says, new acceleration. Things about to speed up in your life. Good things. Blessed things. And then you're going to experience new visitation from the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, going to begin to manifest in your life more. Because of the cross, demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Hallelujah. How about new manifestation? I'm ready. Things that you've never seen before. Aspects of your life that you never experienced before. When the cross is preached right, the power come out right. The wisdom come out right, many things happen.
Yes, sir.
That's why we're here.
Yes, sir.
New demonstration of the Spirit and power will function in your life. Say, I'll take that. Turn to 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. You got a minute?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need y'all to speak up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless His holy name.
You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
My God. Here in 1 Thessalonians.
Hallelujah.
1:5. Preach it right. Preach it right. Preach it right. Preach it right. If it's preached right, it produced something. Yeah, you can't point it out. you gotta recognize your inability to handle it. And then the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost take over. And the real rim and the real deal and the real manifestation and the real words and the real anointing and the real insight come. Tell somebody I'm about to get loose up in here. You got to say it a certain way, up in hell. You got to say it. Yeah. Can't talk normal. You can't talk normal when you can't talk normal when the Holy Ghost is about to hit this place. I haven't been preaching more than 5 or something minutes, but he about to hit this place now. We're on the runway right now. When the Lord. When the Lord lack what he hearing. God Almighty, hallelujah. Yeah, all this new levels and new acceleration, new visitation, new manifestation, new demonstration, new impartation in your life have to be built on a bridge of this fifth voice. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. Could cut him. But also how? In power. How? And in, woo! In power and the Holy Ghost. There must be a certain amount of feebleness in the speaker. The Holy Ghost can't go through real smart lines. Because on his way through, he get contaminated with the man himself trying to prove how good a preacher he is. You just got to yield. Wait, yield, wait, speak, and let the Holy Ghost have his way. I said, let the Holy Ghost. Because your life from this night forward will be a life of demonstration. A life of acceleration. Things gonna open up for you because there's an impartation going on in this revival that you'll never be the same again. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. Oh my goodness. And in the Holy Ghost, number two. Woo! Number three, and in much assurance. Good God Almighty, do you know if you recognize this in your life at all time, what kind of life you gonna have, that you know the power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance is with me no matter what I'm going through? Do you know those three things can pull you out of any hole, any situation? There's nothing exists that can stop you when you're operating in power and the Holy Ghost. And much assurance. Say it. Power. The Holy Ghost. And much assurance. Let's go back. The word. Power. The Holy Ghost. And much assurance. That's the leverage that you have when you recognize the centralizing facts of the cross. Much assured as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. What manner of men we was among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord. You see that? Yes. Having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you may be seated. Listen, on the basis of what the Spirit of God is saying tonight about the cross and how powerful it is, you come into the territory of new health, new wealth, new relationship, and new power. I was in one meeting, maybe somewhere in the scriptures, you never seen nothing yet. You see, new health It's based on Isaiah 53:5.
Yes, sir.
Look at it. Yeah. But he's wounded for our transgression. Bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. You look at 1 Peter 2:24. Let's go to school. Let's go to old school here. 1 Peter 2:24.
That's some good preaching.
You see, new, you come into new health, new wealth, new relationship, new power. Who is on self? Bear our sins in his own body on the tree. On the tree. As a Baptist boy preacher, I didn't know what that tree was. I was in my early stage. I kept reading that tree. He was on a tree. On a tree. Find the Holy Ghost. Say, that's the cross. That we being dead to sin should live in the righteousness by whose stripe ye were healed. Matthew 8:17. New health. See? New health. You have to be healed before you step into it. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself this week took, woo, I ought to holler that time, our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. We can go on and on and on. He did it. It's mine. I claim it now. You see, the church will be Kotseleman. The church been at a lower level. They are clan Kosina, trying to claim healing, but your divine right is health.
Yes, sir.
I'm not planning on being sick no more. New health, new wealth, new relationship, new power. Now, here we look in this time, not just receiving, but performing of miracles, signs and wonders coming to the body of Christ. You heard it? Not just receiving, but performing of miracles, signs and wonders coming to the body of Christ, to the demonstration of the Spirit and power through preaching the word, but with power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. By stirring up the quickening factors that is on the inside of you. Don't live like a normal woman. Don't live like a normal man, because you're not. Because you have the life of God on the inside of you. Turn to Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2 for a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Living in the demonstration of the Spirit and power through the revelation, the understanding of the cross. The cross is the central factor that has been left out. It's preached on occasion. But how you gonna preach the facts on occasion? The thing that holding the whole thing up together, how you going to preach it occasionally? You need to keep it in the center. You don't have to be saying cross, cross, cross all the time, but you ought to have an understanding. Because of what Jesus did, we're able to be here tonight and raise our hand and glorify God and be thankful in spite of all my shortcomings. I still made it. In spite of all I've been through, I still made it. I still made it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and tell them, I made it. Tell them, you don't know what I've been through, but I made it. Yeah. This is the week of celebration. Now y'all can go ahead and celebrate. I dare you to tell three people, the Lord been good to me. Stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. By saying that, I just want to stir you up on the inside, because you can recognize that he's been good to you. I say, I can recognize he's been good to me. I may not have everything I want. I may not have everything I desire. But yet I can testify the Lord's been good to me. Every now and then you got to stir yourself up that the Lord's been good to me. And I want to praise his name publicly. He's a good God. He's a good God. And he died for me. He's a good God. I'm about to go to another level. I'm about to put the celebration to the flow. I got back up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, you may be seated a minute if you can. Hey, glory to God. I want to ask a question here, and I want to answer. Who in here going to another level? Who in here recognize that God's word never fails? If he say he's going to take you to another level, it's not what you feel, it's what he say. Feel his presence. Going to another level. You're going to another level? I receive that. Going to another level. A $1,000 check. Demonstration of the spirit and power. Now look with me. Look with me a minute. Look with me a minute. In Hebrews 2. Not just receiving, but performing of miracles, signs, and wonders cometh to the body of Christ. Cometh to you tonight. Not just receiving miracles, but performing miracles. The power there is in you. There are people who are not going to make it unless you touch them. Somebody who know the real deal. Notice here in Hebrews 2:1. Therefore we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, how shall, verse 3, we escape, we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and were confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now notice verse 4. Notice verse 4. Glory to God. This is the legacy that's being hung on your life tonight. Yes, God also bearing them witness. I'm not by myself. Both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and on. That's the type of life when you get a real revelation of the cross and keep it in the center of the gospel. The cross must stay in the center of the gospel. Now, this type of demonstration in the spirit, things begin to happen suddenly. So, how can I say this to you? Get ready for many sudden surprises in the spirit. Write the date down when I say it to you. Suddenly, the cross invokes suddenly, immediately, and straightway. The reason we have not been seen and have seen suddenly as we should is because the cross has not been given its gubernatorial place. It had not been given its gubernatorial place because the ministry gift was out of wax. And what I said prior to the service when I come out here to talk to you, a normal pastor not going to say that. Because he got to please the people. But an apostle will hurt your feeling. On purpose. Trying to get you aboard. That you might flow right. That you might have what God has for you. So as these boys and I and girls mingle together, we carry that apostolic anointing, the church will start changing in the government as she should. You don't have to be an apostle, just be connected with one. A real one. So suddenly expected. Expect immediately and expect straightway. Are you still here? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Let's preach the whole Bible tonight. But I want to give you some things here. What happened, the Holy Ghost brought this to me. In properly teaching a demonstration of the Spirit and power, teaching the cross properly, say the cross is the power of God, boldness come forth. Oh my Lord. Access become available. Confidence begin to walk with you. Purpose is clearly understood. Revelation of mysteries become yours. The unsearchable riches of Christ begin to follow behind you. The manifold wisdom of God begin to work through you. Is yours through the full revelation of the cross. Let me go back home and give you a scripture. Boldness. Access. Confidence. Purpose. What? Revelation of mystery. The unsearchable riches of Christ. The manifold wisdom of God. Is yours through the full revelation of the cross. All of that came from the cross. Boldness came from the cross. The unsearchable riches, Christ, grace, glory, all came from the cross. Here we have the apostle speak to us. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 3. I'm almost through. Glory to God. Ephesians 3, the apostle speak to us. Glory to God. Oh my goodness. Oh my, I know a Baptist preacher. Is a good preacher. He's still alive today. 20 minutes? Preach, partner. I mean, in 20 minutes. But I was at another occasion. He said, a young man was preaching. He said, that boy can't preach. Why that boy don't let you preach? He just said, Frank. He said, he preached too. In 15, 20 minutes, he threw. I saw him in the hospital today. I met him going down the hall. Been my buddy a long time. 15, 20 minutes, he threw. But I'm not talking no jive. You going to preach. Some people take 2 years and still don't say nothing. Lord, I hope you have them finished. Jesus. I'm trying to be patient, but God, no. Because if there ain't no anointing moving, you just want to go sit out. Nobody want to sit around here and listen to you with your dry self. Nobody got no time for that. Hallelujah. All right, notice here in Ephesians 3, before I get in trouble. Paul said in the beginning of the first verse, and I had a lot of verses to read because it's so powerful. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. Now, when he said that, he's talking about the cross. Which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me, that is, the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. In other words, I had more to say. But whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now notice what he said in verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit. Yes, now, I think we need to pause there a second. I got a little more reading. You see, there's certain thing going to be revealed to the apostle and the prophet. And by the mingling with the other fivefold ministry gift, it's revealed to all of them. Yes, nothing wrong with that. I don't have to get it straight from God. If God got a system set up, I won't get in the system. All I want to be is powerful when I talk, when I preach. Notice that he said, he revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. Paul, bold, isn't he? Yeah. By the holy apostle, ye. And that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now notice he said in verse 7, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. Now notice here, hallelujah. Oh my goodness, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. That unsearchable riches of Christ was Christ, a combination of Christ and the cross, had to unfold that unsearchable riches that was in Christ. Your new birth, your born again life is unsearchable riches. You have eternal life, that's unsearchable. You can't explain that. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now notice verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church. Somebody wave your hand. The manifold wisdom of God. Other words, oh my God, calm down, Leroy. The manifold wisdom of God. Calm down. The manifold wisdom of God. Demon power at the cross recognized that they had been outwit. That they were wasting their time. Because we, you know, we got Jesus saying certain things on the cross right before he died. And the guy said, what are you talking about? Then you have a hand come and rip the claws or the curtain, the thing was blocking us from going on the inside. You got a lot to be thankful for, man. Yes, tell the person next to you, you got a lot to be thankful for. Yes, 10th verse, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal power or purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes. See that eternal purpose? Well, I told you about it. I hit on it, Genesis 3:15. Yes, Jesus, God knew men were going to mess up.
Yes, sir.
So he had him a lamb in the thicket.
Yes.
Now notice verse 12. Notice verse 12. In whom we have what?
Boldness.
And what?
Access.
With what?
Confidence.
By the faith of him. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Boldness, access, confidence, purpose, revelation of mystery, the unsearchable riches of Christ, the manifold wisdom of God are all at my disposal. Right here, tonight. Stop moving so fast trying to make it happen. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. My last statement was stop moving so fast, trying to make it happen. I'm going to make a statement with you, but I got to have a scripture to back me up. I'm going to make a statement to you in a minute. Make a statement with you. This elder woman, well-dressed, had her head on, walking down the street, and they asked her where she was going. She said, I'm going to the show. Well, they know she was a church lady. That wasn't a church lady in language, talking about she's going to the show all dressed up like that. But she was going to a different show. And tonight we're going to the show. It's a different show. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 2. Let's go to the show. See, sometimes the movie move in slow motion. But don't panic when things not happening fast enough. They are immediate, straightway, and suddenly, but sometimes it's slow motion. But just stand there and watch the show. He gonna do it. If he say he gonna do it, he gonna do it. Whatever God, whatever you believing for right now, is happening. The elders, I raised under elder deacon, elder minister, elder sisters in the church, they had a statement. He may not come when you want him. How many ever heard that? But he always on time. Man, that's true. Because he's there all the time. But he's training you how to wait on him. The Bible said, they that wait on the Lord. You got to learn how to wait. Everything's not going to be immediately. My trainer today, my wife and I have a strength trainer. And she put the band and told me, catch the end of it. Watch it now. And she says, now bring it up real slow. Real slow. Now you got pressure on you, you see. Bring it real slow. And she said, now, take it down real slow. What's she doing? Keeping the pressure on. So the strength can come in my arm. Sometimes things don't come when you want them. But he's making you stronger in the spirit because you've been asking him to go to another level. And you can't go to the next level with the same strength. So you have to go through some exercise first. Talk to me. Talk to me up in here. Who know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all in training right now for another level. You think the devil have a field day in your life? No. No. He just helped training you for the next level. He know he can't whoop you. Take it slow. Let the muscles catch it. Let your spiritual muscle catch it. The next time you see that thing, you're gonna know you can't handle me. So some of y'all in that stretch right now with your life, and you think God haven't heard your prayer. No, he's just exercising your spiritual muscle. He haven't forgot about you. He know you by name. Good God Almighty. Oh man, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Woo! He know you by name. He know your situation. He know what you're dealing with. And bless God, he know how to get you out. He never lost a battle. The fight is not over till you win. Somebody shout and give glory to God. We're not gonna let nobody else have this week. They can have all the party they want. They can have all the good time they want. They can't praise him like I can praise him. I got something to shout about that they can't shout about. I got a glory that they never seen. I got a shout. I'm not going to let him not praise me. I'm glad God called this revival this week. I'm glad I'm not sitting at the house. I'm glad I'm out here warring in the spirit, giving God the glory. I'm out here to magnify Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Somebody got to honor him. Somebody got to honor him. Somebody got to honor him. Let me close here. Now notice this, two more things I got to say. Notice this, ooh, I feel the spirit. Mm-hmm. Good God, hallelujah. Praise his name. Now I'm going to say something, I want you to listen. I want you to hear me. God trying to get something to you. Right in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Let him do it.
Yes, sir.
Let him do it. He's trying to get something to you. Because I know there's many faithful people under the sound of my voice that really love God. And he want to get more to you. And your life, there's an acceleration, as I told you earlier, going to take place in your life. Hallelujah. The revelation of the mystery of Christ is the revelation of the cross. In the grace, power, wisdom, and glory it produces for the children of God and for sinners to receive. The revelation, turn to Romans chapter 1. The revelation of the mystery of Christ is the revelation of the cross. In the grace, power, wisdom, and glory it produces for the children of God.
Yes. What?
Grace, power. You got it. Wisdom and glory it produces for the children of God and for sinners to receive. You know, Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. See, that's the cross. See, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ got to be Christ on the cross. Then he said, next, for it's the power of God.
Okay,
what that is? Unto salvation.
Right.
To everyone that believeth. Yeah. To the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Yes,
it got to be the power of the cross.
Yes,
don't you think so? Then there in 1 Corinthians 1:18. for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Thank God I'm not a fool. But unto us what you're saying, it is the power of God. All right, let's close here in this statement. We'll look at two scriptures and close. The preaching of the cross releases all the promises of God. Write that down. The preaching of the cross, oh my good God, releases all the promises of God. You got that? The preaching of the cross. So what are we doing in here tonight? And what else are we doing? Receiving all the promises of God, or what? Yeah. Yeah. Just get somebody to preach the cross. Hebrews chapter 4. Oh, I didn't read the scripture. Oh, hold up. Oh, God, I can't go. No, Jesus. Go. Colossians 2:14. Oh, no, Jesus. No, we can't leave here. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way. Nailing it to the cross. And having spoil. Principalities and power. That's that woman. Remember I tell you about that woman? Huh? He made a, that's the show she was going to. He made a show of them openly. Triumphing over them in it. That's the cross. Give me a amplifier or something on that. I don't know. It sound on that 15th verse.
Yes, sir.
Before I move here. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my. That's what we out here celebrating. God disarmed the principality and power that was ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them. You better not mess with me. In triumphing over them in him and in it. You see it? Now I want all y'all to read that. Go ahead. You ain't got it yet. Read it again. You ain't got it. Read it again. You ain't got it. You just read. Go ahead. You just read. You ain't got nothing. Go ahead. Read it again. It's too powerful. No, you got to read again, because let me tell you why I'm going to have you read again. Here's why you're going to read it again. If you perhaps dealing with something, and if it look like it's not going to obey you, when you read the scripture the next time, there's an anointing going to hit you, and you're going to recognize it's over. And I believe I'm being led by the Spirit. For us to read it again. Now I want you to read it. Whatever you did, see it. Whatever you believe, what's your dream? Whatever it is, whatever blocking you. When you read this verse the next time, I want you to cut up like you got it. You can't read this verse normal. You can't read it. No, you can't do that. Look what it says. God, come on, God, disarm. Hold it. Hold up, let's read this thing right. My enemy, by the power of the cross, He can act up all he wants. I know he disarmed. I know he can't deal with me. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm. Whatever it is, whatever been holding you back, is disarmed by the power of the cross. Are you glad about that? Every demon behind you, every satanic force behind you, is disarmed also. The devil and all his demons, they are disarmed against me when I'm walking with the revelation of the cross. It's disarmed. Sickness and disease is disarmed. Lack and limitation is disarmed. Early death is disarmed. Good God Almighty, it's disarmed. You got to cut up on the Holy Ghost, give you something like that. You can't read this casually. Waiting on something to happen, and it happening all the time. God did it. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things, I make you more than conquerors. How you gonna let a disarmed devil whoop you? All your problems disarmed. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. All your problems are disarmed. I went to church last night, got all my problems disarmed. Look at it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I want you to read it. God disarmed principality and power. Hold up, hold, 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 hold. What kind of display? And public. This thing wasn't done in the corner. In what? In doing what now? Triumphing. Glory to God. In him and in it. Did you notice that? Did you notice that? Look, I want you to see this now. Yes, I want you to see that. Look, I want you to notice the last part. Uh-huh. In triumphing over them, in him and in it, the cross. So we can't take the him without the it. And the it cannot work without the him. But thank God we got them both. Somebody shout. We got him and the cross. Glory to God. I say 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 thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got Jesus and the cross. Good God Almighty. What a combination. Trial, boldness, victory belong to me. Can I show you one more thing? Sit down a minute. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Your next fight. You don't only have Jesus, but you have the cross as a witness that whatever, whoever you're dealing with, they already will. Man. Man. I just want to show you a little lesson in my clothes of when the gospel is preached right. And the cross and him. I got that. Him and the cross. Him and it. Yeah. See, him made it what it was. I want you to see this just for a moment. You've read this before. But I want you to see it on the platform of what we've been dealing with here tonight. In Acts chapter 8, when the gospel is preached right, demonic forces has to back up. In Acts 8:5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria. And notice what he did. And preached Christ unto them, but he preached him and it. And the people with one accord give heed unto those things which Philip spake. Look, notice now, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirit, when the cross is preached, unclean spirit can't stay. Crying with loud voice. Came out of many that was possessed. Possessed with them. And many taken with palsy. And that was lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Real preaching. Run demon off and bring joy in. Get up, stand on your feet. Shout around, shake yourself a little bit. Recognize what the Lord has done. Jump around a little bit. Jump around. Come on, God. Come on. Yeah. Jump around a little bit. Recognize what the Lord has done for you. Glory to God. The Lord has done great things for me. And I'm glad about it. The Lord has blessed my life. I'm free tonight. I got the gospel with him and it. Him and it. Him and it. All of my sins paid for. All of my sickness and disease paid for. All of my lack paid for. I got all of my battles paid for. All of my problems paid for. I got something to shout about. Get out of my way. I think I'm going to shout again. But the Lord has done great things for me. And I'm glad about it. He bore my sin on a hill not far away. A hill called Calvary. He didn't have to die, but he died on my behalf. He hadn't done nothing wrong himself, but he carried my sin and your sin on that old rugged cross. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad that God sent his only begotten son that he might die for me, that I don't have to die no more. I'm glad I'm not lost again, but I'm saved. I'm sanctified, baptized in the Holy Ghost, got a story to tell. He set me free. I was lost in my sin, stand out all night long, came home one Sunday morning, heard the gospel preach. It changed my whole life. I've been running ever since I heard the gospel. I ain't tired yet, and I'm not turning back. I'm gonna tell it. Everywhere I go, the Lord been good to me, and I'm going to magnify his name and glorify his name. It's time to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell men that they can be saved. He'll wash all your sin away. And I heard the writer say, but he wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him. And with his stripe, I am healed. And I'm glad about it. I got to tell somebody what the Lord done for me. Have he done anything for you? Shout about it. Glorify him. Magnify him. Hey! Hey! The God of life. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty, good God Almighty, good God Almighty.